On a Tuesday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. If you were feeling bleary-eyed when your alarm went off or when you started hearing our voices this morning, there's a good chance you're not finely attuned to your body's own sleep cues. A new study by German sleep researchers finds that in our 24/7 culture, many of us are paying the price for ignoring our internal biological clocks. And as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, the consequences can be measured in our expanding waistlines.
We all know what jet lag is. You fly across time zones, your internal clock gets confused, and all you want to do is eat and sleep at all the wrong times. But think about this. What if the pace and schedule of our everyday lives is leading to the same sort of effect? This is the theory of German sleep researcher Till Ronneberg.
The idea came from sleep logs. We've got hundreds of sleep logs or even thousands of sleep logs.
Ronneberg says when he analyzed people's sleep and wake times, some interesting patterns emerged. People's schedules during the work week were so different from their routines on the weekend that it was as if they had switched time zones. For example, waking up very early Monday to Thursday and more or less going to bed at a regular time. Then on Friday, still waking up early, but staying up or staying out with friends until the wee hours of Saturday morning.
What these look like if the people would fly on a Friday evening many time zones to the west.
So Saturday morning, you wake up 3 to 4 hours later than usual, you eat later, maybe brunch at noon instead of breakfast at 7, and you live by a different clock the whole weekend.
We realized that this was a jet lag-like situation.
He's coined the phrase social jet lag, where sleep isn't governed by your biological clock, but by your social calendar. I tried out the theory on a group of 20-something professionals who were hanging out together here in Washington, D.C.
That definitely applies to my life.
Friends Katie Gambale and Amanda Zoitlin say their weekend schedules are completely different.
Well, we don't have to wake up as early because we don't have work, so we'll go out even later and then sleep really late.
Katie Gambale says it does seem a little crazy.
So we were actually just discussing this. A lot of the social norms right now involve like going out at a really late hour. And nobody actually goes out until 11 or 12 at night, which I think is bizarre. But if you don't do it, you're not going to be out when your friends are out. So it's kind of the culture now to be a night owl.
For now, this schedule works. This gang of friends is fit and vivacious and say they feel they get enough sleep. But Ronneberg says in the long term, living against our biological clocks can catch up with us.
People who suffer from social jet lag hardly ever sleep one night that is according to their sleep need.
And Ronneberg's research finds that this social jet lag is linked to higher body weight.
The larger the discrepancy between the social time and what your biological clock tells you to do, the more likely it is that you are obese.
Whether disrupting your body clock has an effect on your weight over and above the fact it reduces the amount of sleep you get is unclear, but there's certainly a whole body of evidence linking too little sleep to weight problems.
As sleep researchers, we do believe that there's an intimate relationship between insufficient sleep and the drive to store fat.
Physician Helene M. Selim directs the Center for Sleep and Wake Disorders in Chevy Chase, Maryland. She says this connection has been documented in shift workers, such as nurses, in teenagers, and in mothers of infants. In some cases, people do eat more when their schedules are wacky. But M. Selim says it's also possible that something more primitive is at play here.
Unfortunately, we have caveman's hardcore wiring, and insufficient sleep in primitive times was read by the body as danger, store fat.
Which was our ancestors' best chance of surviving whatever calamity was keeping them awake. And when this happens, it seems a hormonal shift takes place, so that instead of burning calories quickly, the body tries to store them. Experts say this may be just one of several complicated mechanisms linking sleep and weight. But Dr. Matthew Gilman of Harvard Medical School, who directs an obesity prevention program, says the important take-home message is this.
We know if people sleep less, even starting in infants, that leads to greater risk of obesity.
Gilman acknowledges that this sleep longer, sleep better message is easier to preach than to live by.
And I guess I'm a big offender because I got up this morning at 4 o'clock to make a 6 o'clock flight to Washington, D.C.
But in our crazy go-go society, it may be wise to start paying more attention to that internal clock. You definitely have one, and it does not sound like this. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.